All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, yesterday, the San Diego Chargers announced that they had pulled their offer off of the table to their first-round pick in defensive end Joey Bosa. Now, Bosa, of course, was the third overall pick of the NFL draft this past spring, and he is the only first-round draft pick that has yet to sign with his team. Now, of course, Bosa was the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year in 2014. He was also a two-time All-American during his time in Ohio State. And it's a situation right now. You look at the rookie pay scale that was set with the collective bargaining agreement from 2011, and this was basically put in place to eliminate this type of problem. And it's a situation with Bosa. I could understand if he was the first overall pick and he was trying to get more money, but you look at the first overall pick in Jared Goff. You look at the second overall pick in Carson Wentz. Both of these guys were quarterbacks, and both of these guys were not offered the amount of money that Bosa has been reportedly offered from the San Diego Chargers. So right now, he is putting a ton of pressure on himself to go out there and produce whenever he signs a contract in the NFL. Now, this is a family that is not shy or of having to deal with this type of issue, because you look at Bosa's father, John, and he held out when he was a first-round pick of the Miami Dolphins back in 1987. But at the same time, this is a Chargers organization that has had a long-standing history in not paying people. So this is why it's actually surprising that this is a situation right here where the Chargers actually want to go out there and pay this guy, but they can't get on the same page. You look at the John Jefferson situation in the early 1980s, you also look at a guy like Fred Dean, who would go on to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer, and the list goes on and on and on. And of course, the infamous Eli Manning draft back in 2004. But I'll tell you right this, Joey Bosa right now is putting himself in a very awkward situation, because at some point this is going to get done, whether it's with the Chargers or if he just simply sits out the entire 2016 NFL season, and the Chargers will then trade his draft rights when the season is over. He's going to walk into a locker room with vets, and they want to go out there and see him prove his worth. Because talk is cheap in the National Football League. You have to go out there and you have to prove yourself on the gridiron. You have to prove yourself in practice. And this is a guy, of course, he went through the rookie training camp, but he is not reported to Chargers training camp. And at this point, they're pulling it back as if they don't expect him to play in all 16 games. And that right there is a loss for all parties involved, because Bosa has the ability to come in and be an immediate impact player. But I think it's setting a bad precedent for Bosa and his representatives, because, again, this was a situation where this was collectively bargained by the players and the NFL a few years ago as far as this rookie pay scale. And typically up until now, you have not had a problem with a first-round draft pick holding out. This was supposed to be a thing of the past. But I tell you right now, you have a Chargers organization that has always had issues in paying people, and now you have a guy in Joey Bosa that is not happy with the way that he is expected to be compensated as a pro player. And unfortunately for all parties involved, it's a bad match made in heaven. It's a bad match made in bad financial heaven. And at some point, cooler heads for both the Chargers and Mr. Bosa are going to have to prevail. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, and you can continue to check out all of the fun and excitement this summer down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.